So I thought, therefore, that it wouldn't be a bad idea. In fact, it would seem quite appropriate for the ex-Tommy McGeary to be Gina Raja. Huh? So Gina Raja means the king conqueror, or the conqueror who is king. And I'd like to point out here that, you know, we have two notions in a way coming together. We've got, one might say, the love mode represented by the Juna, who is the Buddha, and Raja representing the power mode. Huh? And these come together. Huh? If you're going to function in the world, you need power in a sense. You need energy. You need strength. Even in the ordinary mundane sense, you need money, for instance. But that must all be guided and directed and governed by the love mode, by the principle of enlightenment. Huh? So here we see these two coming together as Jinnah Raja. Hmm? And then, the former Duncan Steen, he becomes Jinananda. You get, in a way, you know, reality principle and pleasure principle. Mustn't forget the pleasure principle after all the study we've done on it. Huh? And what could be a greater source of bliss than, you know, Buddhahood, Jinnahood, huh? As we should perhaps also say. Yeah? So he becomes Jinananda, the bliss which comes from spiritual conquest. Huh? And then the former Alan Pindock, he becomes Jinapalita, the one who is protected by the Jinnah, protected by the conqueror. And what, you know, better or greater protection one could one have than that? All right, moving on to the next group. Again, we have a rather vigorous emphasis with the new name of the former Kevin Jonathan. He becomes Moksha Raja. Moksha meaning liberation, emancipation, freedom. And Raja, of course, king. Yeah? So again, here you have the love mode, the spiritual principle, the transcendental principle, and the power mode, you know, coming together. Hmm? Similarly, with the next name, which is that of the former Ong Sin Chun, Manju Raja. Well, you've got, in a way, two real opposites coming together here. Manju means gentle, as in, you know, Manju Gosha, the gentle voiced one. He's gentle, soft, delicate, but not in the ordinary sense. He doesn't mean weak, doesn't mean effeminate or anything like that. He's Manju in the sense that inasmuch as it's a spiritual principle operating entirely by the love mode, there's nothing forcible, there's nothing violent. It's all, so to speak, gentle. So of course that gentleness is very strong. So it's Manju Raja. So Raja obviously represents power, energy, authority. So one has got these two things, you know, coming together. Outwardly perhaps one needs to be firm, you know, self-confident, bold, decisive, independent. But not on a basis of egotism or assertiveness, but on a basis of spiritual gentleness. So Manju Raja. Then the next two names represent a bit of a departure in a way, because the former Gert Bach becomes Shanti Pada. We haven't had before in Yoruba any names ending in Pada. Pada is a word of quite rich meaning. It's the same Pada as we get in Dhammapada. It can mean a footprint or a step. It can mean a syllable, and also it can mean a place or state. So Shantipada basically means the place or state or even abode of peace, or one who has peace, Shanti, as his abode or as his state. And similarly, last of all, we have the former Paul Tozer, in the same way, Maitri Pada. Maitri, of course, meaning metta, loving kindness, it's a Sanskrit form of the word. Pada, in the same way, the place or state. The place or state of loving kindness, or the one who has loving kindness in the highest sense for his place or state. And both Shantipada and Maitripada are names of well-known siddhas in the late Indian Buddhist period, usually called Shantipada and Maitripada for short, but I think we'll stick to Pada. Maybe when they're a bit older, they'll be Shantipada and Maitripada. So we've got, you know, this galaxy of new names, of new order members, new individuals. Sasana Ratna, Sasana Jyoti, Sumangala, Sunanda, Jinaraja, Jinananda, Jinapalita, Moksha Raja, Manju Raja, Shantipada, and Maitripada. So no doubt it'll take you a few days to get used to them and accustomed to calling, you know, one another by them and being called by them, but no doubt by the time the retreat ends you'll be thoroughly accustomed to them.